بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzat tabarak wa ta'ala grant our marhumin jannatul firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa and speed recovery to all our brothers and sisters, those who need the dua for shifa. May Allah grant them shifa on ajal, غير ajal inshallah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us tawfiq to fulfill the right of Islam and the right of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran jazilan for your emails and SMSs and phone calls. And on behalf of you, I'd like to say shukran to our engineer tonight, Hafiz Abdul Haq, and Uncle Yusuf, and all our friends here on Radio Islam studio. And we say shukran jazilan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, brother Hafiz Abdul Haq. And shukran for all our listeners. And I'd like to remind them that our program is live program. For any inquiry, you can WhatsApp me or SMS me on 072-144-0717. So 072-144-0717. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for always tuning to Radio Islam and our program. And shukran jazilan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah to the ummah, inshallah. Today I want to discuss with you a story. And you know, when we are telling the people story, people like it. And it's very interested stories we can give on radio. And people like to hear more about the stories as an entertainment. And from small age, we listen to stories. And our grandmothers and our parents like to give us some lesson through the story. So our mother's talking about something, but she meant that she wants to give us some mena or some akhlaq or some tarbiyah through the stories. And we know that story is not information. Story is entertainment and lessons and examples and a thought of knowledge. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He gave us stories in Quran. And this surah in Quran is called Surah Al-Qasas. But we know that Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he doesn't allow the person to give stories in the masjid. Story for entertainment. Because the stories and that type of entertainment, because of that thought of professionalism or that type of technique of the story, it allows the writer or the narrator of the story to put some effect and some sort of arts and literature, a little bit of technique to give that story some sort of amazing words and entertainment. The script and those people who are writing story, he must have a very high level of language, and he must be talent for narrating the story. And to give the story as is, it's very dry and very, it's very bored. When we talk about the story which is boring, we talk about that man who just tell us the fact. I went, then I make accident and went, I came home. That is called fact, just information. But when the person try to put it as a novel or as a part of literature and some thought of technique of the script, he will tell us about the time and how was he feeling while he was driving, and then how was the weather that time, and that feeling and that emotion. There sometimes you put some music, some sound and effect, pictures behind, and they call it industry, the cinema industry, or radio industry, like that. But when we see a story in Quran al-Kareem, full, the whole surah about one person, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that is ahsanul qasas, that is the best of the stories. Surah Yusuf. And we know that when we talk about anbiya of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we believe that la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, we do not have any defa or any thought of disregard for any nabi. We believe that the anbiya are equal, and we do believe that when we say amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. When you look at Surah Al-Qasas, the Surah of the story itself, you don't find a story in it. You find a small clip, small view of some Nabi, and it's not in order. We collect the story of Musa alayhi salam from a different Surah. It's not in one Surah. Because Allah wants us to take that part of the story of Musa alayhi salam in this Surah to apply it in our life. But in Surah Yusuf, that we find the whole surah is about one person. And if you remember when we spoke about, you find there on, by the next to the name of the surah, that surah Makkiyah or surah Madaniyah. You find there on the index, or there on top there, they say surah Makkiyah. Some ulama said it's revealed on Mecca, and some ulama said no, we have to also explain more about why it's revealed on Mecca and why they call it Makkiyah, because the message there is a da'wah, calling people to the road of Allah. When we see Surah Madaniyah, we understood that is revealed in Medina, but also that material or that content of that surah, that message in the surah, is for the Muslim, that Muslim must practice what they believe. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca used to call people to the oneness of Allah. Leave idols, leave shirk, and practice that type of oneness of Allah. In Medina, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. So you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to the people who believe. Surah Yusuf is Surah Makkiyah. And I want to think with me, you to think with me, that story of Yusuf alayhi salam never mentioned in any surah else besides Surah Yusuf. You find name of Nabi Yusuf came on Quran, but not as a story. It was one of the list of the Anbiya. It came two times beside the Surah Yusuf. And we know the entire Surah Yusuf is about one person, is Yusuf alayhi salam. All that action, that incident, it's about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So we understand now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best of the story. You will never find exaggeration. You will never find that masala and that effect on it. You will find fact, 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 and reality in the beautiful way. So we can say the story of Yusuf in the masjid, in Jum'ah, because it's not like any story. It's bilhaq. It's the truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haq. And Allah spoke about Quran in this surah that Quran an Arabiyya. When we say that is Arabic Quran, the word Arabic, if you heard this word Arabic, you must remember that they name it Arabic and Arab because they speak Arabic. And when we talk about Arabic, we talk about that harakat, or that vowels, or that tashkil, that fatha, dhamma, kasra. It's called tashkil and i'rab. I'rab, it means vocalizing the word. The only language got that vocalization. The people named, they named the people Arab because of that person, son of Adam. It's called Ya'rub. His name is Ya'rub. Anyhow, story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is Ahsanul Qasas. This Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala, in this surah, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala gave the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and Nasara, when they came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, ماذا تقول في يوسف? What do you say about Yusuf? The word Yusuf itself, it's a Hebrew name. It's not an Arabic name. It means increase barakah, blessing of Allah. Increase blessing of Allah. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave Surah Yusuf as an evidence and proof and miracle of the prophecy of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Yahud came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, what do you say about Yusuf? And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala brought the whole story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Tell the Yahud love to hear it from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why this Surah Yusuf? It's a miracle and it's an evidence that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a prophet of Allah. That Yahud and Nasara, when they listened to this story, they were writing it after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were writing it down. And after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished that surah and tell them about Yusuf alayhi salam, they ask him to repeat again the same surah. So when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the surah Yusuf as is with the same vocab and same recitation, many of the Yahud accepted Islam. Because the narrator of the story can repeat the story with the same words and same alfaz and vocab and the same sentence. We express it in a different way. If you ask me now to repeat that program tonight, I will repeat it next week, but it's not the same thing. You're going to hear something else. Why? Because that one, it's my word. It's not the word which is not a text, or is not a holy paragraph. We take it from Quran. So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the surah with the same words, and he calculated the words and find it as is. Impossible for the narrator of the story or someone telling you story to repeat it again with the same vocab and same word. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Indeed, was in Yusuf and his brothers آيات, signs, miracles to those who were asking, Yahud and Nasara, when they ask Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, indeed, the stories of the prophets and messengers has a lesson for those who got common sense and mind. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah Yusuf gave us one ayah for the Muslim, and Muslim must believe on it before you learn about Surah Yusuf. What is this ayah? وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah, indeed, He will practice His command and He will do His command, but most of the people, they don't know. It means the wish of Allah, the matter of Allah, will defeat any type of wish and will, but most of the people don't know that. It means the will power of Allah will be in action, and the decision of Allah will be in action if you like it or not, if you try to change it, while so many people do not understand it. Now, this ayah, me and you as a Muslimin, we have to understand it very well. That when Allah wants something, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, He will do what He wants. So, are you amongst the people who believe that Allah is taqdeer, and Allah's wish will be overpower any type of wish, or not? Are you from this one, or not? Surah to Yusuf, it's very long, and it's not enough for us tonight to talk about it, but I can pick up some lesson, because as we said, that ayah, there is a signs, miracles, there is a lesson for us on Surah Yusuf. The main point on that surah, that Allah, when He wants something else, nothing can stop Him, and we have to have yaqeen. And then it's called a social matter. Story about father and his children and stepbrothers and the hasad amongst the brothers and in the family. Love of the father to the children. It's natural. But when the children don't understand the circumstances or the reason of that love, you'll find the hasad. Surah Yusuf is a message to the parents. Please hide that extra love which Allah placed in your heart from your other children. Because Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to love Aisha more than the other wife. He said, that is out of my control. I can't, it's not in my hand. Parents, mothers, father, yes, you do love some child more than the other, but please don't expose it and express it, because you're going to cause a problem, especially if the children are not from the same mother and father, the stepbrothers. The other thing also, that hasad, that envy in a family can happen. That type of jealous and hasad in a family can happen. So in Surah Yusuf, we learn how to handle it, how to deal with it. And also this hasad is in different level, as we see that 10 brothers of Yusuf, Islam, they got different type of reaction and hasad and envy. Surah Yusuf showed that hasad can cause murder. Hasad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad, envy is not a feeling, can be on action, as we see the brothers of Yusuf, what they did. I know the father is a Nabi and they are smart, but hasad sometimes can defeat your iman. Shahwa, desire, sexual desire, very, very powerful desire in a human being body. And watch out, because this one can take away your iman and also take away your dignity and honor. And we did see in our life how many kings and how many people were filling the dunya with celebrity because of his desire. He lost his kingdom, he lost his seat, he lost his job, he lost his dignity because of a feeling or the desire to women. How many people, how many religious people, how many rich people lost their ni'mah because of their desire. So, Allah created this desire in our body to benefit from it, not to harm ourselves. Another lesson, we pick it up from Surah Yusuf, that women are the makhluk of Allah, the partner of man, but the tabi'ah and the nature of these women, it's different than a man. So the feeling of the women and the effect of that any haram can come faster to the women than the men. And we can see now that the desire of the wife of the Aziz of Egypt, she lost her dignity because of that feeling. But also we learn something, that regret and tawbah are the only way to bring you back to the dignity, back or that respect of the society. As Zulaikha, or the wife of the Aziz of Egypt, she did. And also forgiveness. Forgiveness is the only way to solve your family problem. As Nabi Yaqub and Yusuf a.s. dealt with his brother later on the story. Dream, we learn something from Surah Yusuf. Dream, it's there. It's a human feeling and a human act. But I want to tell my lesson now, because people, they get interrupt because of one dream. And you ask me, you know how many call we get the day, and people think that we know the dream. I'd like to thank our respect brother, the one who sent for me one WhatsApp and ask him. Yes, it is a live program. You can send now. Most welcome, inshallah. But today we are discussing the lesson and some maw'idah. We get it from Surah Yusuf. Dream, you know how many people they are suffering because of one dream. And in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed that matter of the dream. We have ru'ya, like what Yusuf alayhi salam saw it. And we have hulm. Hulm, it means a dream, which we get it, we call it a shaitan dream, or some psychological dream. And we have something, it's called adghathu ahlam. A bunch of incident come together at night, and you have it while you are dreaming. So, not every dream is true. Not everything you see it after istikhara is the answer of istikhara. I'm telling you now, and I'm ready for any debate or anything, that these people, when they make istikhara for marriage or to buy a house or to decide anything, there is nothing to do with the dream, because nowadays we are not holy enough to get a direct answer. So I don't know when this man, he said, Salaam alaikum Sheikh, I want to marry one girl, but my mother took me to another girl. And then that new girl, I make istikhara on her, and I make istikhara on the old one. And the new one gave me a baby. Look at this one. And then I carry the baby, and I went to the old one, or the first girl, and the first girl said to me, why you left me and go to the other one? You think this one is a dream? This is from Allah. You think this is the answer of, okay, where's the answer now? This, it's called psychological dream. The person, when he under the pressure of choice, confused, doesn't have any way to get a decision. So it comes. Someone tell me, Sheikh, how am I going to get Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream? That question, when we are 6-7 years, we ask our ulama many years ago, when we are young, we ask the same question. So that alim said, you know what, if you want to get this one, I want to do you to do something. One day, you just decide, don't drink water. And from Fajr time, eat a salty food. And salty food, another salty food, till Isha time, and go and sleep. You see what dream you will get. So, the person done that, whole night, he's dreaming that he's there on the water tape, fetching water, drinking, getting water on the river, like this. He asked the alim, he said, yes, because your dream, it's about to satisfy your need. Talk about your Nabi. Think about your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Admire your Nabi. Feel thirsty to see Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will come in your dream. And then, when we talk about dream, there's nothing to do with istikhara. Istikhara, I don't know, I don't want to waste my time tonight about istikhara. But I want to tell you, you know what is istikhara? Isti alif sinta. Isti, seeking. Khaiqara, that kha istikhara, it's called khair. I'm seeking khair. Khair. Khair is goodness. Between two khair, the first girl is khair, and the second girl is khair. So it's called istikhara. Allah will choose for me the best. Not the best and the bad. No, the best. You can't make istikhara between to drink alcohol and water. Can we make istikhara for that? Oh Allah, show me if I can drink alcohol or water. That's not one be istikhara, because we need two khair. This house is very nice, and the other house also very nice. If the first house come, khair. If the second house come, khair. If I marry the first girl, is khair. If the second girl, alhamdulillah, khair. So we have to accept any khair. Many people say, Sheikh, you make it very hard. So why you make istikhara? You say, you make istikhara because you mustn't feel guilty after that. Allah wants to give us istikhara. So he said, I make istikhara to marry this lady, but she became shaitan rajim. She's troubled my mother, troubled me. So you can't, you are, it's not your fault. It's not your guilt. It's not your problem. It's a problem that Allah chose it for you. So khalas, don't carry the problem. The problem is Allah's choice. That's why we said to the brother, relax. You make istikhara to marry this lady? Are you sure? Yes, khalas. It's not your problem. You didn't make mistake. It is this lady, the choice of Allah. You say, no, I sold my car and I made a mistake. Say, did you make istikhara? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making istikhara even when you buy that one pair of shoes. You can make istikhara of it. Anyhow, what I'm trying to say, don't take your dream as a serious thing, because you are not Yusuf alayhi salam, you are not Ibrahim alayhi salam, and anyone who interpret the dream is not Yusuf alayhi salam and Ibrahim. We just wish that inshallah the dream will be good. Anyhow, in Surah Yusuf, Allah want to tell us that interpreting the dream is not knowledge. It's like a mufti who can tell you yes, halal and haram like that. It's just some people got a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not ilm. It's not ilm. I show you something is not ilm, and it's not necessary that this person is good or bad. That two boys with Yusuf alayhi salam in the jail, they were not Muslim. They were not Muslim at all. And they saw a dream that this, the bird will eat from him, and the other one, he said, I'm gonna pour for my king wine. It means, how this man, he got a wahi or what? It's just a dream. Human being, and he got the dream. But Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, when he saw his 11 star and the moon and the sun prostrating to him, that the interesting thing, that when that little boy went to his father and told him about that, Yaqub alayhi salam understood it, that this boy will be king and will be Nabi. It means Yaqub alayhi salam also knows about dreams. Not only that, when Yusuf alayhi salam mistakenly went to tell his brother that he had a dream that the moon and the sun and prostrating and make sajda to him, all the brothers understood that this boy will be something. It means the father knows about dream, Yusuf alayhi salam knows about dream, and the brothers knows about dream. That's why the father said, don't tell your brother. And the brother tried to make a plan to get rid of that boy who's going to be something. Brother and sister in Islam, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh my father, I saw the shams wal qamar, ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Some ulama said, I saw my father and my mother. But if you just take it literally, shams wal qamar, they say shams is a female, the qamar is a male, and shams is our mother because she gave us a lot of hidayah and tawfiq. And the qamar, the moon, the father, we always give light to his children. And then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, he knows that the hasad of the brothers, and he said, my son, don't tell your brother about that dream. Why? Because shaitan is very bad. What a lovely answer, that the father doesn't want to instigate and change the heart and the mind of the brother to another brother. He said, don't tell your brother that dream, because shaitan, inna shaitana lil insani aduwwun mubin. Yes, he never say your brothers hate you. No, he said, you know what, the shaitan is going to use your brother, and we know that shaitan it's adu, is a very clear enemy. The interesting thing on Surah Yusuf, that when the brother decided to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam so that he can have the heart of the father and the care of the father, they were deciding to kill Yusuf. قالوا اقتلوا يوسف. Kill Yusuf. That is the first choice. It's too high, this one. And then he find that punishment or that plan getting more lower, more lighter. أو اطرحوه أرضا. Now killing is too much. Now throw him away in an empty land, an empty field. That is also shows that these children are children of Nabi. They are not so bad. Why I must kill my brother? It's very hard. That is a very hard option. Let me throw him away. Like when you punish your children and say, I'm going to lock you up in a room which is not Islamic, but you leave the door half open. That's called punishment with mercy. Punishment with mercy. When you shout with your son and he's going to school and you just put the sandwich and lunch in his bag without knowing, or you leave for him some spending in the bag. You're punishing, but with a lot of rahmah and mercy. And then, I'd like to say shukran to our listener, the one who you want me to jump and run to say, please talk about the part where the ladies cut off their hands and Yusuf alayhi salam become a prisoner. I don't know if you want the action of this story. You know, when we teach this one in madrasa, the children say, yes, mashallah, we're going to hear nice things. We said, you know what, we're not telling the story, my friend. And I want to tell you, my friend, I don't know if he's a boy or man or woman, this one. The women, the ladies cut the hand, but Zulaikha never cut the hand. So I was not included. She had a knife, but she never cut the hand. I'll tell you why now. Because she saw him not the first time. The first time, cut the hand. But this lady saw him for how many years? So what I'm trying to say now, Asbat, children of Yaqub are still good, even with that plan. The other thing also in Surah Yusuf, we learn something when this boy said, kill your brother or throw him on an empty field, and after you kill him, وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ صَالِحِينَ. Then, when you kill him, inshallah, after that crime, we will be salihin. That one year, it happened so many times for many of us. We call it the person commit haram with a niyat that he will make tawbah immediately after it. They call it israr. Israr, you become persistent who intend to do haram with another intention to make tawbah of it, which is incorrect and we don't accept it. Let me make that type of haram, and after it, immediately, I will make tawbah. No, Muslims should not think like that. Because, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. And then Allah said, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. You can't make a plan like this, because you become musir, and the tawbah is not accepted. And how you know that you're going to be alive till you make that tawbah? And the tawbah is still after the act, not before. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La kabirata ma'a istighfar, wa la saghirata ma'a israr. There's no major sin if you make tawbah, and there's no minor sin if you still musir israr. So these children, they said, kill him, وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ صَالِحِينَ. Like many of us, we say, I'll get hidayah after I marry, or when I reach the age of 40, or inshallah from the next Ramadan. You say, wait. You can plan for the haram, ever. Because now you're not, accidentally sin. Another thing also, the reaction of the brothers to Yusuf a.s. is not the same. You will find in a family, one shaitan, one half shaitan, one quarter shaitan, one salih, one is not interested to take part. You find, when we have a fight with our family members, all the brothers and uncles, they don't react the same. You find one or two, they say, I'm not involved. Amongst the children of Yaqub, they were like this. And then, that one boy jumped and said, La taqtulu Yusuf. Don't kill Yusuf. And he never even agree about that empty field there. I must throw him down there on the jungle. Because when you say, wa awtrahuhu arda, throw him down there, that road or that place, there's no human being pass. There's no traveler or anything like that, the well. So definitely the wolf will eat him. That boy, they call him the second boy, he didn't agree. He said, la taqtulu Yusuf. But he said that throw him in غيابات الجب, in the deep of the well. But he put some possibility for rescue. يلتقطه بعض السيارة. Then some caravan, some people will pick him up. Definitely because this is the active well. The well where the people are busy coming to him. So it's a thought of mercy. And this boy said, إن كنتم فاعلين, if you do so. It means encouraging the brothers not to do that. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it's called mercy. We have anger, we have hasad, but we still have to have some mercy. Many people is tired of his wife. He want to get rid of her. Really, she's a troublemaker. And then, sometimes you think that this lady here must go away from my life. I must give talaq. And then, the mercy of Allah come to his heart and say, but you know this lady, her father is not there anymore. Her mother died. Brother stay by his own. Where is she going to go? Is she going to struggle? It's very bad. My children, I will keep that lady. Just for the sake of mercy and feeling sorry for her. But what about the one who doesn't care? The ulama, when they discuss that why talaq, divorce, shaking the arsh of Allah. Talaq shaking the arsh of Allah because what will happen after talaq? Because that problem, what will happen to the family, society, one lady is going to fall, she's going to live and sleep with another man. It means it's not easy for the woman to start a new life with another man, even if the ex-husband was bad. Needs a lot of time. That's why there is iddat. There is a period of time to wait to let this lady readjust her mood and her body. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also put the rahmah on the heart of the children of Ya'qub. And Nabi Ya'qub never ever think bad about his children, only once, but not so bad. And he said, I don't want to give Yusuf with you, because wa akhafu an ya'kulahu dhi'bu wa antum anhu ghafilun. I'm concerned that the wolf will eat Yusuf while you are unaware. He never ever accused them yet. Why? Because he want to tell the children, please, I will never suspect you. And when you say the wolf eat him, what is a wolf? Wolf, wolf. Because definitely these children were on the jungle. The ulama, they say, I can see now that type of operation where the brothers done it to Yusuf alayhi salam was in the jungle. Because the wolf doesn't go to the residential area. So definitely is in the jungle or is in an empty or desert land. While they throw Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam on the well, because he's Nabi, he's under the care of Allah. Allah will never leave him like that. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Immediately, the rescue of Allah come. Because Allah said to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَالْتُصْنَعْ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ. Allah is telling every Nabi that I'm watching you. I'm watching you. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, before he goes to the fire, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, in a river or in the house of Pharaoh, there was a rescue from heaven, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The interesting thing that these brothers, after they make that plan and throw Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, they came to the father and said, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عَشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. They came to their father, Isha time, crying. Means crying from outside. Yaqub was in the house and they start to cry outside. Why is Isha time not Asr? Why is not Zuhr? Why not in the morning? The people said, when the person cry at night, you don't check his feature, if he's lying or not. You find someone crying there in the darkness, especially Yaqub alayhi salam has a low eyesight. He was a weak on his eyesight, old man. So they came on Isha time so that the father won't be able to check who got the tears, crocodile tears or the acting tears or pretending to cry. These children, they came Isha time so that they can try to hide. Because if you cry with no feeling, we can see if that one... People, they go, they look at the person when they cry and you can decide that if that real crying or is a fake crying. قالوا, the children said, oh, our father, إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. We went for racing. We went for racing. But you didn't tell him that you're going for racing. You said we're going to go there. أَرْسِلْهُ مَعْنَا. Then they say, يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ. In eat and play. But this racing here was not part of... Racing, they say they were carrying a stone. These are big brothers. They're carrying a big rock and run with it. وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. We left Yusuf by our luggage and our clothes. But you promised the father that he's going to share with you that game and fun. And why you take Yusuf to take care or you Yusuf take care of you? Who's looking after your luggage? Yusuf, that little one? Are you taking Yusuf for that to be a security for you? And then Nabi Yaqub a.s., in spite that he was old man, but he's a Nabi, and Nabi got farasat. Immediately, the one riwayah said that one boy, he was not happy of that act. But when Nabi Yaqub a.s. said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَمْرًا. But I think your nafs did ask you to do some matter. Nabi Yaqub caught them. Some of the Sirin said because the qamis is not damaged, and there's no any sign that the wolf... When Nabi Yaqub a.s. hold the shirt of Yusuf, he said, what a kind and lovely wolf. Eat my son without harming and cutting the shirt. What type? It means I was mocking them. You can't believe that the wolf eat him with but the shirt still uncut and untorn. One boy jump and say, no, he's a crook. So they say, a crook? The crook need the shirt more than my son. The crook need the shirt to pay, to sell it more than my own son. After he saw that he's a hasad, like the answer of the wali of Allah, the answer of parents, the answer of Anbiya, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. That is a react of Nabi Yaqub. صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. What is, you know, all of us, we make sabr. But I'm asking my listener now, is it jamil, beautiful? We work and our boss trouble us. You make sabr. Is that sabr jamil, beautiful sabr, or ugly sabr? All of us, we have calamity and trouble. We make sabr. Is it jamil, beautiful, or bad sabr? Sabrun jamil, you get reward for it. Sabrun with jaza, impatient and complain. So now the Mufassirin said, how you know that your sabr is a beautiful sabr? No complain, no reporting that the problem to anyone besides Allah. Do not complain Allah to His creation. Fasabrun jamil. Many people are sick. But all day is like a news agency. I'm sick, I got cancer. Telling everyone now and then. Are you reporting Allah to the creation of Allah? Make sabrun jamil. Talk to Allah, no problem. Many women got a problem with their wife, her husband, or the children. Whole day, ba ba ba, and telling neighbors and telling people and relatives is not sabrun jamil. But she said, I make sabr. It's not jamil. If you want to make your sabr jamil and nice and beautiful, don't have impatience, don't complain, don't report to anyone else, just report it to Allah. For sabrun jamil, that Aisha radiallahu anha said it in the time of incident of Ifk, when they accused her, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the response of all the Anbiya and Salihin and pious people. So, we learn from story of Yusuf alaihi salam what is sabr and sabrun jameel. But someone makes sabr because he unable to revenge. No, that is not sabr. It's sabr, but it's not jameel. One man, he said, I never make zina in my life. Why? Because I don't find. Oh, I'm scared of HIV and AIDS. He said, I want sabrun jameel for the pleasure of Allah. Sheikh, I never steal ever in my life. Why? Because I never find money to steal. He says, not sabrun jameel this. In the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan, you know, the people say, oof, oof. We say, what's wrong? When is Maghrib? What is that? How many hours left? How many? Say, hey, sabrun jameel. When the people make tawaf, calculating the asking his wife, how many round we make? Wallahi, we wish to make many round, but sabrun jameel. How many days left for Hajj? See, you find the people are tired of ibadah, but they're still saying we have sabr. So, in the month of Ramadan, some people, they admire the month of Ramadan. Another one is asking about how many days left on Ramadan from the first day of Ramadan. You see, you find 29 days, my friend, and today. Story of Yusuf alayhi salam is not a story to kill time or to entertain people, even if it has some entertainment. It's a lesson. Every ayah is ayat, is a signs and miracles, and ibrah is a lesson. And then they talk about that Aziz of Egypt, the prime minister of Egypt, and when he found and he bought this Yusuf alayhi salam bithaman in Bakhth, that the people sell him with a cheap price because it was illegal selling, and darahima ma'duda, few cent, and the king of Egypt, or the prime minister of Egypt, said, akrimi maswa, look after this boy. Asa an yanfa'na, maybe we can benefit, he can benefit us. Aw natakhidhu walada, exactly like Musa and Fir'aun, when the wife of Fir'aun, she admired Yusuf Musa alayhi salam and kept him, and take Musa alayhi salam from the river to the palace, and Yusuf alayhi salam from the well to the palace also. So you find some similarity there. And Allah said, wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Yes, Allah ghalibun ala amri. Allah will do his wish and he will fulfill his command and his decision, even if the people don't understand. It came on an incident that one man is very rich. Then someone knocked his door. So they ask, what do you want? He said, I want food. So the husband said to the wife, tell him, no, we don't have. Go away. So the lady went there and looked at the person with a lot of grief and sadness and regret and told him, uncle, go. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't be rude to the beggars and don't shout the beggars. You must reject or refuse in a beautiful way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, Wallahu ghalibun ala amri, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what he decided. There was a problem on the money of that person, the wealth of that person. He divorced his wife and he lost his business. And that beggar, Allah gave him some ni'mat, and that lady married that beggar. And then the door, someone by the door, and then he knocked the door, the lady went there, then she went and she saw her ex-husband begging. So the man told her, "What? Who's by the door?" She said, the first husband. And that man told his wife, I'm the first beggar. She didn't know that this person is the first beggar. So what we are saying, changing the condition is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In Surah Yusuf, he said, it's like that. We reward the muhsineen. I don't know, you know about muhsinin, muhsinin, those who did do something for the pleasure of Allah without waiting for return. You do the sadaqah more than what Allah asks you to do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know, I have to give you invitation to open the Quran tonight and to read the ayat of Surah Yusuf, not as a story, as a lesson, and think deeper about the hikmah of Allah or the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother and sister Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of the Quran and make it easy for us to practice that lesson we learn from the Quran, inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next time. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.